Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy speculation and advice. Now, along with the guys from Fanball.com, here's the host for Fantasy Football Weekly, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to the show. It is Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian. My co-host today, Matt Harrison.
6 feet away from you.
6 feet away. Exactly six. Now 6.5 feet away as I move away from you. Recording from my kitchen again. The social distancing, right? Nobody's in offices anymore. And at the KFAN studios, it's one host per studio under normal conditions, barring something, unusual. So, the morning show's changed. There's, everything's different.
Well, the way that their studio is set up, they got the two studios or the two production suites with the windows.
With the windows,
Meat Sauce and Hockey and Corey can all look at each other at least.
Correct.
Make eye contact.
Yep.
In their glass cases of emotion.
Which helps. That would certainly be the case for most of those guys. It's a different world, man. But you know what doesn't change? NFL free agency. And for the people who were banging the drum, Matt, for the NFL to delay free agency, I think the NFL did the right thing.
I'm so glad.
I haven't seen anybody that's like, oh, I'm so deeply offended that Darius Slay got a new contract.
Can you imagine? I mean, we don't have sports right now. We just don't. I think there's the Turkish soccer league still going a little bit out there. But we don't have sports. And this has been like the little reprieve in our news cycle, and given like everybody who's sitting at home looking at Twitter, the ability to just go, hey, I can get excited about something for a minute here.
I know.
And it's been a fun little free agency. We've had some trades. It's been great so far.
The goal of this particular podcast is to break down all of the quarterback news from a fantasy standpoint. The guys who changed teams, the guys who stayed at teams, the guys still looking for work, with a fantasy orientation to all of it. And there's just so much with quarterbacks. That's all we're doing this week is quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be running backs next week, maybe wide receivers. And we'll break it down position by position.
Absolutely.
Let's start with the biggest story of the offseason so far. Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay.
Or Tampa Bray.
Tampa Bray. Oh, interesting. Kind of like that. I hadn't heard that. That's interesting. He was quarterback 22 in points per game last year for fantasy owners. What do you think now, given the new receiving options, the offensive orientation of Bruce Arians? What do you think about this move for Tom Brady? Does he bring more or about the same or less value to fantasy owners this year?
Well, it's funny that you said he was quarterback 22 in points per game. In total points for quarterbacks, he was quarterback 14.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it kind of interesting. I started by looking at what happens in the New England side. I think it's a downgrade for everybody just because we don't know who's there. And we're going to talk about a couple of guys later who are still free agents. I think that's where New England has to go this year, but Julian Edelman, basically everybody, just they're all down. If you're drafting right now, I don't know why you'd be drafting right now.
Best ball.
Yeah, that's about it. But everybody's down on the New England side. On the Tampa side, I think it's an upgrade for OJ Howard and Cameron Brate because Brady has known how to utilize tight ends throughout his career.
Yeah, even though Bruce Arians hasn't for the most part.
But maybe that's a product of Jameis Winston too.
Yeah, it could be.
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin stay about the same for me. Maybe a slight downgrade because Brady could throw it less. Are we sure a 42-year-old could chuck it as deep as Jameis Winston could? Winston was like the YOLO quarterback of our generation last year. So Brady moves up in my rankings a little bit due to more talented weapons. In Dynasty, I have him at about quarterback 20. He's in the range of Breeze, Stafford, and Sam Darnold in Dynasty. In redraft, I have him right around quarterback 15 or 16 near like Phillip Rivers and Jared Goff.
That sounds about right. I think he does. I think he hurts Evans and Godwin a little bit more than you do. Because I just, all that Winston can do, he was just chuck the ball downfield.
Mm-hmm.
he was going to have all these interceptions. I think Bruce Arians just said, okay, he's going to have all these interceptions. Yep. We're going to have interceptions. Let's make him 30 yards downfield or 40 yards downfield.
At least they're kind of like punts.
They're punts. Yeah, they're basically punts then. If he's going to, Winston's capable of having interceptions at every level of the defense. So why not have him just chuck it downfield and have those interceptions be punts? And you know, Brady's just not built for that. Not at this age. And I think that's going to take a fair amount away from Evans and Godwin. I think a little more than you do, but it's still Tom Brady. He's going to throw an eminently catchable pass. It's going to be accurate. And Evans and Godwin can be good at every level of the defense, mm-hmm. not just bombs. So they'll be okay, but I think ultimately they're not going to be quite as good. And you're right there right now with Jarrett Stidham as the quarterback for the Patriots. Oh, how do you draft Mohamed Sanu?
Or
N'Keal Harry, or even Julian Edelman, as good as he is, as it stands right now, it's a disaster scenario, and if you believe the media reports, Bucks aren't making any moves at quarterback right now.
No, well, the Patriots aren't.
The Patriots, yes.
Okay,
yep.
Do you think Chris Godwin gives up his number 12?
Heck yeah. Tom Brady shows up, you give up the number. Now, you can charge him whatever you want because Brady's got plenty of money. And so, you know, there's that. But yes, I don't think Godwin's going to be wearing number 12. TB12 will still be alive and well in Tampa Bay. All right. Anything else on the Tom Brady Tampa situation?
No. We could talk about another TB quarterback,
Teddy Bridgewater.
There we go.
Yeah. Let's do it. 3 years, $60 million from the Patriots. Great guy. I'm happy for him and his bank account. Man, I don't like this move for fantasy owners. What do you see?
I obviously started with the New Orleans side again. It does really nothing, but I guess it clears the path for Taysom Hill as the full-time backup in case Breeze gets hurt. So
true.
It might give Taysom Hill a little bit more of fantasy relevance. Mm-hmm. He'll get in for his plays anyway. On the Carolina side, Teddy is not a downfield thrower.
No.
His average intended air yards was the lowest in the league at 6.2 air yards per attempt.
That's nothing.
Lowest among qualified quarterbacks. His average air yards on completed passes was third lowest in the league at 4.6. Average completed air yards, 4.6 yards down the field. That's behind only, are you ready for this, Charge? Get a button ready. Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Yes. The Duck Hodges. Yes. We got
a duck in.
Yes. It's better. I haven't been able to do the duck in months. Oh, that feels good.
We use it for the revenge duck as well.
So. Yeah, it is the revenge duck. It's Teddy's the ultimate game manager.
So this has to absolutely torpedo the value of Curtis Samuel, whose average depth of target was 14.5 yards downfield.
Oh, jeez.
It's probably a slight downgrade for DJ Moore, too, who is a darling on draft boards everywhere right now.
Yeah.
His average depth of target was 11.1. So he's going to end up with less yardage just because that's the way that Teddy plays. Mm-hmm. He could end up with a handful more receptions as Bridgewater really targeted Michael Thomas as his main guy when he was throwing in New Orleans for those four or five games last year. But the guy who benefits most, the guy who's going to catch the ball at the shortest distance downfield, that's Christian McCaffrey.
Probably, yes.
A high completion percentage guy in Bridgewater, mm-hmm. low depth of target. That's money for the best pass catching back in the league. If McCaffrey stays healthy, it seems like almost a lock in PPR leagues that McCaffrey is the number one running back.
Yeah.
I don't know a scenario where this doesn't work out.
No, I think overuse would be my biggest worry. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey, and I'll take my chances on that.
So dynasty value, I have Bridgewater at quarterback 27 right now. That's right about where Ben Roethlisberger and Gardner Minshew are.
I'd have been a lot higher than you do.
But that's dynasty. Ben's old. He's a year from retirement, probably.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
In redraft leagues, he's probably just a depth or backup piece, even in a two quarterback league. He's undrafted in one quarterback leagues.
For sure.
So, I mean, he's like quarterback 25 to 30, somewhere in there, depending on preference.
Sounds right. Let's move on to Philip Rivers, who's the new starting quarterback for the Colts, if only for 1 year, $25 million deal. The Colts really buy themselves a year to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback here. Mm-hmm. He was quarterback 15 in points per game last year. 19. Quarterback 19 okay. in points per game last
year. I had him at quarterback 13 in overall points, mm-hmm. and he's been 13 or above for like a decade straight.
Yeah, and that's right. That's like his spot right there, yep. right? Now, if you want to start with what he leaves behind, you could certainly do that with San Diego and Tyrod Taylor. San Diego, LA, with Tyrod Taylor as the.
It's okay. We're going to call the Raiders Oakland the year.
Right.
It affects the Chargers. Well, we've known this is happening for a long time. Rivers basically folded the hand and left Los Angeles. So we've known for a few months mm-hmm. that this was going to affect the Chargers. Slightly downgraded Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry for now, as Tyrod Taylor seems to be the only quarterback they have right now.
And they say that's they're not planning to make a move either.
Yeah, they also pick sixth in the draft. Yeah. So either Tua or Herbert could land there very easily.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of scenarios where neither is available to them at six, and now they've got a problem.
That's possible. I think that the Chargers need a guy like Tua, mm-hmm. like a name for them to kind of roll with in LA to try to get their franchise going.
Up, yeah.
I think Tua is the guy, and I think they probably trade up to get him. On the Colts side, I think it's an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett for just about everyone. Slight uptick for T.Y. Hilton and Marlon Mack. But I think it's a substantial upgrade for Jack Doyle, as Rivers really liked the tight end for years and years and years in San Diego and LA. Mm-hmm. Reich really targeted the tight end in Philly when he was the offensive coordinator there.
Eric Ebron
is gone. So I think Jack Doyle suddenly creeping into like the top 10 tight ends.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of a sneaky guy you can grab right now. Dynasty, he's around same as Bridgewater, yeah, Big Ben, QB 25. Yeah. He's old. And redraft, middle of the pack quarterback too, like 18 to 20, somewhere in there.
The fascinating part for Rivers is, after languishing behind horrible offensive lines for really his whole career.
Yeah, he's got the best one he's ever had.
Yeah, he's got arguably the best pass blocking line in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so with the zero mobility that he's got, he won't need it here. And so I think this sets him up to be to be better than he has been for a while. Don't love the targets. Let's just hope T.Y. Hilton's fully healthy. Paris Campbell comes back from the hand injury that cost him a good chunk that rookie mm-hmm. year, that he gets better. You know, there. But I think there's a little bit of sneaky upside to Philip Rivers, because I think he's going to enjoy a clean pocket for the first time in years.
I think you're right. He'll be a sneaky late round quarterback that you can pick up probably as your second quarterback in redraft leagues, mm-hmm. and he might be very fruitful on your returns.
Let's go to Nick Foles, traded to Chicago for a fourth round pick. You're the Bears, and you know you've got a problem at quarterback.
Please don't make me the Bears.
or any of our listeners. It's an affront to our listeners. No, I tease. The Bears have to make a change at quarterback. So out of all the myriad possibilities in the best free agency class we've ever seen in our lifetime at quarterback, mm-hmm. they decide to give up much needed draft capital to go get a horrible contract for a quarterback who, outside of the Eagles, has been straight up bad.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable decision for them, and I'm just baffled by this.
Well, it is only a fourth round pick.
But you're the Bears. You don't have picks. They have.
Well, they got their team. They don't need anything else.
They don't have a first. They don't have a third this year.
They don't have a fourth now either.
They don't have a fourth. They have a They gave up the compensatory fourth for this one. They keep their original fourth. They've got, if I've got this straight, two picks in the first 163 selections of the draft.
You got to think that this is Pace and Nagy's last chance at keeping their job right here. Yeah, they're not going to make
likely,
it
yes.
through another offseason with that job if it's not a success this year. So you kind of have to plug holes on a sinking ship while it's going down. And I mean, Nick Foles is a Super Bowl winning quarterback,
right.
For better or for worse. I guess we can start in Jacksonville, where it doesn't really change anything. Gardner Minshew is probably going to be the starter if they don't upgrade from Minshew to somebody else.
Yeah, which, by the way, they should. They should be addressing that in the draft, too.
Chicago, it's an upgrade from Trubisky. Well, sad Trombonski. The saddest of sad Trombonskis right now. Oh, nope, sadder. Let's go.
This much sadder, Matt?
This is as sad as we can get for sad Trombonski.
It's the worst trombone solo ever. God, I love it. We haven't been able to talk sad Trombonski this whole offseason.
We have 8 buttons on our button bar, and 2 of them are Mitch Trubisky related.
And only Mitch Trubisky related.
It's an upgrade for Allen Robinson. Anthony Miller may now get drafted in some leagues. This is still going. David Montgomery should see an uptick with a capable quarterback behind center. So it's an upgrade for all of those guys, even though I don't think Foles is much more than a placeholder for now and a career backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. So in Dynasty, I have Foles as quarterback 33. And yeah, he's a starter, but he's 33rd on my list right now.
Who's the backup?
I'd rather have Gardner Minshew right now, and they will probably draft a quarterback, and there's probably a couple of rookie quarterbacks I have above Foles. In redraft, he's not draftable.
He's not draftable.
No.
I don't think he even helps Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller, Jimmy Graham.
He helps Allen Robinson from a standpoint that Trubisky couldn't even throw to the left side of the field. So now at least Allen Robinson can run on 2 sides of the field.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's got to be an upgrade, right?
I'm not sure he is. I don't know that Nick Foles is. Here's what I keep thinking about Nick Foles. Super Bowl run aside, which is amazing. 2 straight teams in consecutive years, teams that know him intimately, that have worked with him for long periods of time, have let him go. You know, Eagles said sayonara, and then the Jaguars let him go as well. And these teams know everything there is to know about Nick Foles, and they don't want him.
Well, I think from the Eagles situation after the Super Bowl, they just couldn't pay him and pay Carson Wentz. So that makes sense from that standpoint. You can't pay a guy $15, $20 million to sit on the bench. So he had to go out and find some money, found some money in Jacksonville, and they found the Mississippi mustache, and I think he's still traveling the country in a motorhome right now.
He could be.
That's serious.
That's what he does. That's what he was doing in
the offseason was traveling the country. He put something on Twitter that said, "Hey, anybody know any cool spots they want me to come swing by? Let me know." Like, what a guy. I want Gardner Minshew here.
He seems like fun. last guy that I want to talk about, last quarterback that's with a new team, Marcus Mariota will probably maybe have a chance to compete for the starting job behind Derek Carr.
Carr is still the quarterback.
I think he is.
But they're also kind of actively shopping Carr in the trade market right now. So you got to say, this is our quarterback 1 while we're trying to trade him
and get some value for him.
No effect on the Titans. Not much of an effect on the Raiders unless Carr is gone. I mean, he is on the block, and the Raiders could be in line for a quarterback in this draft too. They have picks 12 and 19, which they could package to move up.
Maybe
they want to get in on the 2-0 race or Justin Herbert.
Very possible, and
have a new quarterback for their new stadium in their new town.
Right.
Neither should be on redraft rosters in single quarterback leagues. Both will probably get starts for Vegas next year if they are both there. But both Mariota and Carr, really kind of undraftable in Dynasty too. Quarterback 34, they're about tied for it right now.
Yeah.
They're below Foles.
Yeah, that's right. It's come to this for those two, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, Carr has had moments of looking promising. The sad part from a fantasy standpoint with Mariota, he's really fleet of foot. He's fast. He can run. They never ran him, and you know, hardly ever.
They misused him in Tennessee his entire career.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, that said, he started quietly 6 games last year, and he was bad. And you know, and clearly they know how to use a quarterback because Ryan Tannehill walked in and was really good. So I can't say that, you know, I can't say he has no culpability here because clearly he has some.
It seems like he would have been in a better spot to go into a system that already has a running quarterback, similar to how RG3 is backing up Lamar Jackson. If he would have ended up in Arizona behind Kyler Murray, that would have been a great spot because if something goes wrong with Kyler, don't have to change the offense.
Right. Agreed. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, quarterbacks who are going to stay with their current team, does their value remain the same just because they're with the same team? We'll tell you when we come back in Fantasy Football Weekly. Welcome back to the show. Paul Charchi and Matt Harrison with you. Matt is at Explosive Output on Twitter.
I sure am.
I am at Paul Charchi on Twitter.
Your name's easier to spell than mine, surprisingly.
That almost never happens. Almost never. Quarterbacks will stay with their current team. Kirk Cousins gets re-signed for 2 more years, but he'll do it without Stefon Diggs. He's got Adam Thielen, and then after that, Kyle Rudolph is the next best receiver, and after that...
Well, Irv Smith, I think, is really in the market.
Almost be a slot receiver for this team.
I think he jumps... I think Irv Smith's the guy who jumps up in the absence of Diggs, but they're obviously going to draft somebody this year. It's one of the deepest wide receiver drafts in years.
Yep.
It would not surprise me if they take 2 wide receivers in this draft.
No, I wouldn't either. I think they'll take 1 in the first 2 rounds of the draft.
With 3 picks in the first 2 rounds, for sure. The loss of Diggs hurts Cousins, but I imagine they will address that position a little bit. I have Cousins at quarterback 16, just above Ryan Tannehill, Jared Goff, and Daniel Jones in dynasty leagues.
That sounds about right.
In redraft, he finished 19th last year among quarterbacks with Diggs, without Thielen for most of the year. It will be a similar run offense under Kubiak, so for redraft purposes, I think I'm having him at about 20th in redraft.
That sounds about right.
16th in dynasty because he's locked into that job for 3 more years, and we know what he's got, and we know it's a good offense. I think it's bankable. But
it's safe. Yeah, it's relatively safe.
It's very safe.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to Drew Brees, who re-signs for 2 years. He got a lot more money than I thought he was going to get. No hometown discount really paid here. Quarterback 7 in points per game last year for Drew Brees. For a guy that we've been drafting for so long, fantasy owners are just bored of him. And just, you know, he's a guy who's always, he goes off the board at like quarterback 18 every year. And all he does is be a top 10 quarterback every year.
The only thing that I'm a little nervous about on Drew Brees is Taysom Hill really flashed in that playoff game.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And it would not surprise me if they go to more of a 70-30 split at quarterback, or maybe trending towards 60-40. Keep the hits off the aging Brees. Use him for his downfield presence and his ability to throw accurately, and use Taysom Hill as the guy who's the playmaker, the showboater. So that's my drawback of Drew Brees. If you're going team quarterback in your league,
nobody does anymore.
Nobody does.
But those days are over.
But if you were, I think New Orleans is probably near the top of the charts when getting both Hill and Brees. But so I don't think it really affects anybody. I think Michael Thomas is still the top wide receiver.
He is.
I think Alvin Kamara is still a top 5-6 running back. So I think we're all good there. And having Drew Brees back gives a little sense of familiarity in the league with Tom Brady leaving the Patriots.
Another team that needs to draft a wide receiver. They've not been able to develop any threat other than Michael Thomas and Tre'Quan Smith and Austin Carr. And this guy's just nobody's really stepped up.
Just think of this NFC South quarterback carousel now. We have Tom Brady. We have Drew Brees.
Yeah.
We have Teddy Bridgewater and Matt Ryan. That's a fun group of quarterbacks right there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun division to watch this year.
Dak Prescott gets a franchise tag. Presumably he'll be staying in Dallas unless, you know, something goes wrong here. Amari Cooper re-signed to his deal, 5 years, $100 million. And he's still got Michael Gallup and what should be an emerging Blake Jarwin, one of our favorite sleeper tight ends around here. Your thoughts on Dak Prescott? I have him as quarterback 4 in points per game last year.
Yep.
Helped us a lot of different ways. Michael Gallup's emergence was big. Still a bit of a running threat as well.
Overall, he finished quarterback 3 in total points last year. He's been in the league for 4 years, and he's finished top 12 in 4 straight years.
Wow.
Last year, he was drafted 15th in ADP.
Yeah. Silly.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I'd like to go back to my rankings before I cock off about how, you know, oh, I definitely had Dak higher than that. I know I had Dak higher. I swear I did, but I don't remember what my preseason cheat sheet looked like.
I'm a little bit higher on Dak than most. I have Dak at quarterback 4 in both redraft and dynasty.
Well, he gets Amari Cooper for dynasty.
He gets Amari Cooper for five more years.
Yeah.
I don't think McCarthy is a downgrade from Jason Garrett.
No, probably not.
So it's either a lateral move or maybe even a slight step up.
Yeah.
So I like Dak in this area. I only have him behind Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Russell Wilson on my list of top quarterbacks
dynasty
right now for dynasty and redraft.
Okay. All right.
I think both of those three are above him, but that's it.
I think you can. I think that's a makeable case, right?
I know people are really high on Kyler Murray right now with the addition of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah,
but
he's not going to get up to this level yet.
Maybe everybody's looking at somebody to be the next Lamar Jackson, the quarterback in his second year who just makes this giant step. I think Kyler's going to be close to that, but not quite top five level yet.
All right, now let's shift gears to quarterbacks still looking for work. I want to touch briefly on three guys: Cam Newton. Gone from Carolina, they bid him adieu with their official their official Twitter account. It's like, sayonara, Scam Newton. Thanks for the memories.
Did you just call him Scam Newton?
I kind of like that. whoever pays him next. There's the landing spot he keeps getting connected to, of course, is the Redskins that, in my opinion, are still quarterback needy. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's the connection with Ron Rivera.
Yep. The question is... So Cam still is not a free agent yet. The Panthers have allowed him to
search for your own trade.
Yes, and everybody's going to be like, we'll just wait till you're a free agent. We're not going to.
And as people are listening to this, he's a free agent.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wonder if Ron Rivera doesn't sign him in Washington, the guy who was with him all year last year and the previous couple of years
went to the Super Bowl with him.
He knows that there's some sort of underlying physical issues with Cam that might not make him the quarterback he used to be. So if Ron Rivera doesn't sign him, I'm hands off on Cam Newton completely from a fantasy standpoint.
There's also this, you know, they put a first round pick into the quarterback position last year, Dwayne Haskins. I thought he looked bad for most of the year. He had glimmers of hope at the very end of the season.
And he's not Rivera's guy either.
He's not Rivera's guy. I think they're with pick two, they're going to take Tua. And if that's the plan, then you can't sign Cam Newton because now you got two first round picks and Cam Newton. So that's the scenario where they don't sign Cam Newton, but it's not because of underlying health or whatever.
If they know they're going to take Tua. Well, if they know they're going to make a trade, that's when you take Cam Newton.
Yeah, too. You're right. I agree.
So
which they might.
And I think that number two spot is definitely up for grabs in the draft this year.
Let's go to Jameis Winston, still unsigned. He was, in points per game, fantasy football's second highest scoring quarterback.
Yeah, I think he was QB5 in total points.
Unreal.
He's a national champion in college. He's a Heisman winner. He threw for like 5,000 yards last year. I mean, you're going to get the picks along with it. But... he's just going to go unsigned for a while? Is that the deal?
I think for Winston now, it might be you wait until somebody has a catastrophic injury at quarterback and you walk in as their starter. And that might be, you know, usually most years, some team has that Teddy Bridgewater moment like the Vikings did in August. And suddenly you need a veteran quarterback to come in and start.
Well, and this could be a very strange year too, depending on how long quarantine lasts. If players aren't working out properly, we could see players get to the field
for training camp. Like Gardner Minshew, whose offseason training program involves an RV.
Yeah. I mean, he's throwing footballs over the mountain, I'm pretty sure, Uncle Rico style. Winston, I mean... Let's mention the teams that need a quarterback right now, and maybe you can find a fit here, Charge.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, but Joe Burrow is going number one.
No fit.
Jacksonville?
Maybe,
challenger to Gardner Minshew.
Right.
The Chargers, Tyrod's the only name on the roster.
They've already said that, media reports say they're not going to make a move from that, but maybe.
Stewbeard in Miami, but they also have the number five pick.
Stewbeard's better than Jameis Winston. He proved it in Tampa two seasons ago.
Oh, they could be reunited. It would be so fun.
That would be funny.
New England.
No chance. 30 interceptions and Bill Belichick. That's a bad combo right there.
Good
this
Lord.
Is the guy where if you fumble once as a running back, you're dead for a month.
So Bill Belichick, you know, the genius. He can take any player and make him into something. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to cement your legacy as the greatest coach of all time, you won six with Brady, win one with Winston.
Now, then,
if you can do that.
I don't think so.
And then how about Washington, who I already mentioned, someone to push Haskins or take over?
If they're not, if they've decided they're not going to go Tua with pick two, but I think they're going to go Tua with pick two.
Yeah. So the last quarterback who's on the market, Andy Dalton, who's a favorite of yours.
Well, I wouldn't call him a favorite, but I think if, you know, what I lobbied for the Bears making that move at the trade deadline last year to move on from.
Thank you for the shortened version.
Yes, that's right. And go to Dalton then. Obviously, they didn't do that. And I would, frankly, I still would have preferred Andy Dalton in Chicago.
What about Andy Dalton in New England?
Possible.
That seems like the most probable of these three guys.
Yeah, I agree. I think Belichick would rather work with a veteran who's, you know, been around the block a few times. Although,
We go. We're going to make some trades here. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Stewbeard in New England. Miami trades him, and then Miami can pick up.
Belichick has one of these gravy guys. Trained the Dolphins for good players for a long time. So, you know, maybe there's something there. But I also think he's too undisciplined. Stewbeard, a little bit like Jameis Winston, is just sort of chuck it up and see what happens guy. And I don't know that that's going to be palatable.
I think that
Belichick.
Beard would really fit in Boston, though.
It is. It's a Boston beard. Yeah. Julian Edelman and him, rubbing beards.
Just chins together.
Yeah. Eskimo kissing. It just got weird. That's probably the
note. I'm glad we're 6 feet apart.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably for the best that we end this thing now. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next week, we'll break down other positions. Probably running backs from a fantasy standpoint.
Wide receiver seems more juicy right now.
I know it is. And there's sort of the tie-in with this conversation. But yeah, we'll see how that
running back goes. Or wide receivers next week.
Yeah, and you know, that's right. Maybe both. We got to work tight ends in too. Yeah. We got to put tight ends into there. One of these as well. We're not doing kickers. Thanks. thanks for listening,
Fantasy
everybody.
Fantasy Football Bye-bye. Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.